Hello, and you're very welcome to Marine Times Radio. Every month in this podcast, we bring you a roundup of comment and opinion from the leading outspoken paper for the Irish fishing industry and the coastal communities. The May edition of the Marine Times newspaper is now on sale nationwide and available as a digital download on our website marinetimes.ie. Each month we report the views of the chief executives of the FPOs, the fish producer organisations which represent the industry. This month they identify issues ranging from little action by the government to deal with the impact of fuel costs on the fishing operations of the Irish fleet, the need for more quota for Irish fishing catches, and comparisons with EU nations that have been given bigger quotas by the EU in Irish waters than Irish boats. The question of whether there is any future in the industry for young fishermen is also raised, as is the unilateral action of the Faroese, who've increased their blue whiting catch substantially and done a deal with Russia that defies EU sanctions over the Ukraine war. As Sean O'Donoghue, chief executive of the Killybegs Fishermen's Organisation, explains, he's not happy about what the Faroes has done.
This is totally unacceptable, and tis aiding and abetting the war in the Ukraine. But more importantly, from our point of view, tis putting the whole sustainability of the blue whiting stock in jeopardy. And we are calling on the Commission and the government that they really need to take action to stop this, and to ensure that the sanctions that the EU have agreed, that the Faroes go along with those as well, and they have to be publicly called out on this.
On the South East Coast, John Lynch, chief executive of the Irish South and East FPO, says the greed and excess of other fishing nations is unbelievable. While Ireland can't get more quotas which it needs and is being forced to decommission part of its fleet, France is one example of this greed. It doesn't catch 90% of its quota.
You're obliged to have your fleet matching your available quota. So after the Brexit losses, we're now compelled to reduce our fleet to match the quota that we have left after the Brexit loss. Ireland lost, we take for instance pods, nephrops. Ireland lost 14% of our nephrops quota in Area 7 through the UK in the Brexit scheme, in the Brexit PCA agreement. But France has several thousand tons of a quota, and they do not use over 90% of it. They're using less than 10% of that quota. The 14% that went to the UK from our quota could have easily been given from France. The greed and excess of it is unbelievable. That is to do with the power of a country at EU level.
In Castletown Bear, Patrick Murphy, chief executive of the Irish South and West Fish Producers, takes a strong view also about EU nations which are taking, he says, control of Irish waters. The future of the fishing industry is being destroyed, leaving no future in it for young fishermen, Patrick says.
We don't say to the others, like the fish are in our waters, we should get a fairer share. Under the CFP, it was based on a catch record. 40 years ago, we've flagships coming in here that aren't French. They're fishing a French quota, but they're a Spanish ship, and they're taking that fish back to their coastal communities, where we then are watching this, and we got put out of business. They've taken ownership of the fish now. So instead of the European Union being given the right to manage the stocks, to make sure they're sustainable, now they've been given ownership of the stocks to do with what they want. That's the difference after Brexit. We gave away the fish, as far as I'm concerned. And where did our government get the rights to do that? Or the European Union get the rights to change the rules? They're taking away our rights to sustain our fleet, right? Which is contrary to the Common Fishery Policy. And how we know that? They've told us. Listen, you now no longer have enough fish to sustain your fleet. So get rid of some of it. This isn't just giving away on the current generation. There is never going to be another generation to come in, because it's gone forever. While we are a member of the European Union, then our fleet will be 120 boats. If the fish come back in an abundance tomorrow morning, yes, those 120 will get more. But we can't add more boats. We can't bring new people into the industry. butchered and all young people coming in because there's no future in it for them.
Back in Killybeg, Sean O'Donoghue of the KFO has lodged a formal complaint with European Ombudsman Emily O'Reilly against the EU Fisheries Commission for its failure to grant access to the 2018 Control Audit Report and a subsequent administrative inquiry which made a range of damaging allegations against the Irish industry.
That's all tied in with the whole debacle of the pelagic weighing in Killybeg, which is totally intolerable what's going on there at the moment. We won a High Court case in June last year, which made it clear that the SFPA were acting illegally on insisting that the flow scales be publicly owned and that the Commission had no right to request the SFPA to do that, which is still happening in the interim control plan. So it is most galling and it is totally unacceptable. And it all stems back to the control audit report in 2018, which they have point blankly refused us access to this. So we're being told that everything that relates to the flow scales relates to this report, but still we're not being able to challenge it or to actually even see the report from a legal point of view. We just can't challenge it. And what's happening here is we're guilty until we prove our innocence, but we can't even prove our innocence because we can't get access to the document. I find this absolutely incredible. We live in the European Union under the treaties and under democracy, and this certainly isn't that.
Mark McCarthy, editor of the Marine Times, has been watching the ongoing situation in Killybegs and the controversy over the actions of the Sea Fisheries Protection Authority, which have come in for a lot of criticism from the industry.
25 years this particular soul is with the Marine Times newspaper, and I thought by now I'd have seen and heard everything ludicrous that could exist within the bureaucracy and management of the Irish fishing industry. Oh, how wrong could I be? Had we heard it a day later, we would have suspected it as an April Fool's joke. But sadly, when we got the call and checked the date, 31st of March, we knew something was rotten in the state of Ireland. The SFPA refused to allow a Danish vessel to land blue whiting intended to be processed for human consumption, unless they agreed to dewater the fish for weighing and thereby making them no longer fit for human consumption. And subsequently, throughout the whole month of April, we paid witness to similar situations of vessels having to turn around due to the strict adherence by the SFPA to regulations that are only seen in this country, while the rest of the EU worked to a different script. So, to circumvent the SFPA, all roads led to Derry. As Killybegs was no longer seen as a viable option for European vessels, they steamed around Inishowen and offloaded their catches of blue whiting at Derry to be weighed by UK inspectors, and then transported via up to 40 trucks per vessel on the road back to Killybegs to be weighed at the processing factory to comply with import regulations, and with the fish then finally processed for human consumption. It is madness, but sometimes madness is the only path forward. As one TD commented in the Dáil, an episode of Father Ted wouldn't compare to what we are seeing at Killybegs in the moment. So whilst European vessels avail of Derry's facilities, Irish vessels are targeted, meaning prime protein destined for West Africa is being sent to the fishmeal. The actions by the SFPA have wide-ranging impacts, from processing to ancillary industries in the onshore services sector, not forgetting our reputation. Let there be no misunderstanding, if they can do this to Killybegs, they will do this to any other port and any other sector. Why? Because they are being allowed to by our government. We have had public meetings which included the Minister himself taking no responsibility for SFPA actions and only highlighting the ineffectiveness of our department with regards to fishing in this country. There has been an industry-led meeting with the SFPA which was pointing towards a pathway to resolving the issues, only for the SFPA and the PR machine to issue a press release shortly afterwards, beating the same drum with the same stick, i.e. regulations remain the same. A fundamental reform of the Department of Marine has been called for, a department that is regarded as anti-fishing. There was a very interesting and evocative two-hour show on Ocean FM held in Killybegs, featuring very well-spoken representatives. Alas, the Minister and the SFPA chose not to partake. Less than 24 hours after the radio show, the people of Killybegs and indeed the fishing industry nationwide were disgusted to see the latest actions by the SFPA when in the early hours they randomly selected Ireland's newest pelagic vessel, Lauren, who was making her landing after its maiden voyage, to be forced to dry away its 1,100 tonnes of prime quality blue whiting and thereby making it unfit for human consumption processing. Then on April 28th, partition, according to the SFPA, is restored on the island of Ireland, as the actions of the SFPA to remove the in-factory weighing permits of the two fish processors from Killybegs is condemned as nothing short of state harassment and adds to the narrative that the SFPA are not fit for purpose. The SFPA decided to remove the in-factory weigh permits of the two processors on the basis that the SFPA remains of the view that the landing took place outside of Ireland. The actions of the SFPA have created a hard border on the island of Ireland, as the authority does not recognise Derry as part of Ireland. The indication by the SFPA that they cannot treat the ports in Northern Ireland as part of the protocol arrangement is nothing short of shocking and is contrary to the protocol and the Good Friday Agreement. Meanwhile, a survey has found that 239 households are directly affected by the turning away of vessels from Killybegs. That is impacting up to 300 seasonal workers directly, with to date almost 2,000 working days lost by them collectively. No doubt the story of government-sponsored discrimination and intimidation of the fishing sector will continue to rumble on, sadly. But please note that this is not just a Northwest Killybegs situation. This affects the whole island, the whole industry, and to paraphrase the song title, if we tolerate this, your harbour will be next.
Back on the southeast coast, like all fishermen around the coastline, in bigger and smaller boats, offshore and inshore, the cost of fuel is a serious issue, as John Lynch of the Irish South and East FPO outlines.
The fuel crisis is really becoming quite serious now because we're 2 months into it, and there's no sign of it abating, and there's no sign of any intervention by the government. We've got the 2 month tie-up scheme for whitefish vessels, but nothing for any other vessels, you know, inshore vessels or scallop vessels or pelagic vessels. There's nothing for those. So really there's very little being done. And we're also waiting on the decommissioning scheme. We're also waiting on the scallop scheme, which was proposed by the task force. There was a scheme proposed and accepted for scallop vessels. And that we still haven't heard anything about, other than that it's in the system.
The Irish Fish Producers Organisation held their first meeting with the EU Fisheries Commission in Brussels during the past month, and Chief Executive A. O'Donnell says there is a commitment now from the Cabinet of the Fisheries Commissioner to a process of engagement and communication, which is a very positive outcome. We feel that there's a better understanding of what the Irish fishing industry needs to develop and grow, he says. The main issues debated centred on the EU's common fisheries policy and what the IFPO says is Ireland's inequitable share of fishing quotas, a theme shared all around the Irish coastline. A. O'Donnell explains more in the May edition of the Marine Times. Our monthly interview is with Michael Molloy, Chairman of the National Committee of IFA Aquaculture, following the organisation's annual conference in Westport, its first face-to-face gathering since the pandemic restrictions were eased. The May edition of the paper also has the latest exclusive information about what's happening at the Common Fisheries Policy Review Group, which has had 3 meetings, and what's likely to be in that group's report to the Minister for the Marine next month. With our regular columnists from national maritime organisations and a wide variety of news and comment, the May edition of the Marine Times is dedicated to Irish maritime, fishing and coastal community interests, with the widest and most comprehensive coverage of marine news. Get your copy in the shops now. It's also available online as a digital version on marinetimes.ie. Tom McSweeney, Deputy Editor, reporting here. Thank you for listening.